Today, we begin a new series with our friends, the Kitchen Sisters, producers Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson. Stories of activist archivists, rogue librarians, curators, collectors, and historians, keepers of the culture. The first one is called Archiving the Underground, and it takes us to the Hip Hop Archive and Research Center at Harvard.
Every art form has their standards that they've placed in the canon. Mathematics, science, everybody has their greats, and somebody placed them there. People in visual art world say, hey, okay, this is what's going in the Louvre. This is it. And I think hip hop needs the same thing. This is the archive.
Archiving the underground is what we do. The Hip Hop Archive began at UCLA, late 90s. I taught urban speech communities there. Students said, we want to do work on hip hop. I said, that's performance, but it's not a speech community. They said, we'll be back. They came back with the most amazing projects. They showed the elements of hip hop. Rapping, MCing, poetry or rhyming, b-boy, b-girl dance, and graffiti art, and what it meant to their lives. I'm Marcelina Morgan, founding director of the Hip Hop Archive and professor of African and African American Studies at Harvard University.
My students, when they were graduating, would say, I collected this. This is from hip hop.
Boombox.
You have to keep it.
Turntable.
I'm a linguistic anthropologist. Anthropologists love material culture.
Adidas.
I couldn't throw it away.
Spray paint they use, the graffiti.
So I started having all this stuff. Then all these students were like, well, I think it should be called an archive because an archive is important.
Pieces of hip hop history.
I remember when Marcy shared her idea with me and I thought, oh my God, I'm no fan of hip hop. But you didn't have to be Albert Einstein to realize that this was a brilliant idea, the world's first archive of the hip-hop and rap movement. Imagine if someone had thought of this when jazz was at its zenith. Why don't we have the jazz archive at Harvard? Of course, it would have been turned down, but in retrospect, they would have been a genius. I'm Henry Louis Gates, Jr., professor at Harvard, director of the Hutchins Center for African and African American Research.
Why hip-hop at Harvard? Harvard is a high level of genius. So it's hip-hop to me. My name is Patrick Douthat. My stage name is Ninth Wonder. I'm a DJ, music producer, college professor, and Nasir Jones, hip-hop fellow at Harvard. This global phenomenon needs to be studied.
Hip-hop music is a form of keeping records and a form of archiving culture. This is how we do it. My name is Robert Rush from the South Bronx, intern here at the Hip-Hop Archive. My earliest hip-hop memory would be in my mom's house, in the crib. She used to play Montel Jordan's This Is How You Do It, Notorious B.I.G. Those were the sounds that soothed me. They were lullabies that spoke to the experience that I was having. I remember when Biggie said the line, Christmas missed us. Me and my mom used to go through struggles. We didn't necessarily have all the material resources.
My name is Brianna Atkins, Media and Publications Coordinator. Besides collecting memorabilia and caring for it, we also have a classic crates project archiving 200 classic hip-hop albums curated by Ninth Wonder.
Classic crates will have the album in question. Nas is Illmatic, all the participants. Then on top of that, you have all the samples and the records that it came from. The Stanley Clarke record, the Michael Jackson Thriller album, Joe Chambers' Mind Rain. In order to be well-versed in the culture, you have to be an encyclopedia. The Hip Hop Archive, what we're doing is creating a family tree.
The archive, I would label it as a living, breathing, evolving analysis of hip hop. My name is Justin Porter, senior at Harvard College, doing research on the Fugees' The Score album.
We are in the heart of Harvard Square, cross-campus walkaway from the Hip Hop Archive. We have formed a partnership with the Lowell Music Library to house the Classic Crates collection. I'm Harold Shaw, program director of the Hip Hop Archive.
My name is Josh Cantor, assistant keeper, special collections for the Loeb Music Library. On display here is a 12-inch vinyl 33 and a third RPM pressing of The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, selected for classic crates. In the display case, next to a handwritten copy of Mozart's Figaro.
Oh yeah, side B, Kendrick Lamar, Type of Butterfly.
N-E-G-U-S. Say it with me, or say no more. Black stars can come and get me. Take it from Oprah Winfrey. Tell her she right on time. Kendrick Lamar, by far, realest sneakers alive.
Hip-hop is more like the canary in the coal mine. When hip-hop starts talking about it, something is going on in society that we need to pay attention to.
The average black male is probably not going to, in his lifetime, hear his voice amplified, tell anyone what to do, or get to talk about his strengths or powers. But in hip-hop, you do all of that in a way that's romantic, captivating, and this has great power. My name is Harry Allen, Nasir Jones Hip-Hop Fellow, Harvard University.
Mr. Nasir Jones, how do you feel that the creation of this fellowship will inspire other audiences to promote this culture?
What do you think, Nas?
It's going to make them want to appreciate the culture. It's starting to open a lane in America. They're starting to want to see other American stories.
I think of the Keepers as the ones who are on the ground right now. We're collecting the era, the zeitgeist, the spirit, and we're bottling it up for generations that we'll never see.
I'm trying to keep the torch lit that was passed from Tribe and Pete Rock and Lauren and Queen Latifah, that was passed to them from James Brown and Marvin Gaye and Steely Dan.
I see a lot of young people come through here.
Motown.
They see all this history.
Beach Boys.
And it just makes them dig more and more and more.
Muddy Waters.
And then they become the Keepers. I mean, this could be the seed.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had status and before I had a pager, you can find the
Archiving the Underground was produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, along with Nathan Dalton and Brandy Howell. It was mixed by Jim McKee. You can hear more stories from the Keepers on their podcast, The Kitchen Sisters Present.